started the discussion of medications, cosmetics, San Yom Tov. We mentioned the Gemara in the second paragraph of Pesachim and Daf Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says that if one burns a piece of chametz during the period of time when chametz is still permissible, then the chametz becomes permissible and remains permissible v'hana even after this man of Isser chametz begins. The Gemara says, therefore, that one can derive hana from chametz so long as it was burned to a certain extent before this man Isser chametz. To what extent must one burn the chametz before it becomes Aser, in order to ensure it remains mutter b'hana after this man Isser? Yisrael Tosis there says that as long as the chametz was rendered inedible to a caliph, to a dog, before this man Isser chametz begins, then it remains mutter b'hana even after this man Isser chametz begins. We saw a famous machlokes Rishonim, the Ran and the Rush, both bothered by why does the Gemara say that chametz which was nifsal me'achilas kelev before this man Isser remains mutter b'hana after this man Isser. Why doesn't the Gemara say that such chametz is mutter even ba'achila after this man Isser? So the Ran writes in Achanami, this chametz loses its status of lechem since it was burned to such an extent before this man Isser. And it's mutter not just b'hana, it's mutter even b'achila after this man Isser chametz begins. The Gemara doesn't mention achila because it's not common for people to want to eat such an item that is considered inedible even by the standards of a caliph. Whereas the Rush argues, the Rush says that no, that although I have rendered this item of chametz inedible, not just nifsal metilas adam, but even nifsal metilas kaleh before this man Isser chametz in Erev Pesach, nonetheless the Rush says, for me to eat it would be aser. For me to eat it would be aser, even though no one else would consider it edible, but for me to eat it would be aser. We saw the Taz in Taf Mem Beis, when according to the Rush says, the reason why eating it is aser is because Achshavei, the Taz says, that although it was nifsal metilas kaleh, by me eating it, I have demonstrated that I still view it as a food item, like it once was previously. And therefore, because by eating it, I am showing that I consider it to be a food item, therefore eating it would be forbidden. And we mentioned yesterday, therefore, that clearly from the Gemara, from the Shulchan Aruch, what emerges is that items that are not designed to be eaten or ingested, but rather meant to be used, such as bars of soap or lotions or shampoos or conditioners. So the hashdus is that such items are nifsal me'achilas kaleh, and they are different mutter b'hana. One can use those items on Pesach, even if they proudly advertise made with real oats, avino, whatever lotion they've concocted. Still, nifsal me'achilah, not meant to be ingested. Mutter b'hana after this man Isser and throughout Pesach. So that's with regard to, let's say, lotions, powders, shampoos, hair conditioners, creams, ointments, and the like. We said that with regard to pills, however, that are meant to be consumed and ingested, so now we have to consider whether the Isser achila due to achshavei concerns applies. And for this evening, I just want to touch upon how the Gedolei Poskim understand why the concerns of achshavei do not apply if one is simply swallowing a hard tablet or pill that is not coated with any sweet coating, but take your typical medication, Tylenol, for example, which is an example, or any other such medication, not designed to be chewed, designed to be swallowed, not sweet coated, just plain, hard, inedible pill. Those, poskim say, are permissible even without the use of lists because they are nifsal me'achila and there's no concern of achshavei. Why is there no concern of achshavei? So, if we look in the Chazon Ish, in our Chaim Simen Kuf Tes Zayin, the Chazon Ish writes that there's no concern of achshavei here because why are you taking this pill and ingesting it? Not because you're machshiv, the chametz ingredient that serves as the binder, perhaps, to hold the pill together. Rather, you're machshiv, the medicinal component of the pill, that drug that's going to do what it has to do for your health. So yes, maybe there is some sort of chametz in the binder that holds the pill together, but that's not what you're taking the pill for. You're taking the pill for the drug that it contains. So the achshavei really differs on the drug. The drug is not chametz. The fact that there's some other chametz item in the pill, the achshavei is not on that chametz component. That's the Chazanish's argument as to why there's no concern of Akshele when ingesting a pole that might, in theory, have some sort of chametz derivative in it. Again, assuming the pill is inedible, and the medicinal component that you're looking to benefit from is not the chametz component, therefore the Chazanish says there's no Akshele on anything other than the medicinal component, which is not chametz. But Moshe, in his Igros Moshe, Chelek Arachayim, Chelek Beis, Simen Tzadi Beis, writes, as we referred to yesterday, that there's no concern of achshavei by swallowing a medicine, because achshavei does apply to that which you are ingesting for purposes of medicine only. After all, says Moshe, people will eat horrible-tasting things if they need the cure that it brings. So the fact that you ingest something for medicinal purposes, that's not achshavei altogether. Regardless of what the chametz component is or isn't, the binder, the drug, whatever it is, but if I'm taking this pill, according to Moshe, because I want the medicinal benefits of it, for medicine, people will take bitter, inedible items regardless. And therefore, ingesting something for medicinal purposes alone, according to Moshe, is not a problem of optioning. So writes Rav Moshe. And finally, Shlomo Zalman Arbach in Minchas Shlomo, Chelek Aleph Simen Yitzayin, writes the following. He says that although it is true, like we mentioned yesterday, that the Gemara says in Pesachim Kuf Tes Vav, that Bala Matzah Yatza, swallowing something without chewing it, is considered a form of achila, so one might argue, well then why can I ingest and swallow these pills if they have some chametz derivative in them? So Muhammad says, nonetheless, swallowing the pill is not usur. Number one, the item itself is inedible. And number two, there's no concern of achshavei here, because Shlomo Zalman writes, dafka, a normal food that people ordinarily chew and swallow and eat. There and only there we say swallowing it is derech achila. Mashen can hear that which is inedible altogether and is designed only to be swallowed. That is considered shaloka derech achila entirely, says Shlomo Zalman. And once again, like I said before, there's no achshavei when it comes to these medications. So it's not derech achila because it's not ever designed to be eaten or swallowed. And there's no concern of achshavei, as we mentioned, either like the Chazanish or like Rav Moshe Feinstein's argument as to why achshavei does not apply here. Now, one important point to make, which is the following. All this is true with regard to the hard, inedible pills that are not sweet-coated, not flavored, designed only to be swallowed, not chewed. The moment you have our flavored liquids for children, for example, which are designed to be swallowed normally and to taste great, or it's a relative term, to taste as pleasant as medicines can taste, those are designed to be edible. Those are designed to be royal achila. Your kids might argue, but they are designed to be royal achila. That already is more of a question. If I have a flavored liquid medication, perhaps there is more reason to be concerned that this is considered not nifsum achila, and therefore that's maybe, perhaps, more questionable. Again, one might still argue that if I'm taking it only for refuah purposes, which the kids will certainly protest and object, they would never take this for an afternoon snack. So one might still say, maybe this is also not considered really ochel, not considered royal achila, not considered achshavei. But again, because it's flavored and designed to be consumed like a drink, so this is a more subject to question when it comes to flavored medications, such as in liquid form, because that one might argue are perhaps considered ro'ay lachila. So those already one should be a little bit more cautious in terms of making any assumptions about them. Similarly, there are some poskim who are machmir of Moshe and Yitzhuva is machmir when you have a liquid that contains a potentially chametz-derived alcohol, ethyl alcohol, which can be derived from grains. A liquid that contains an alcohol, even if something is added to make it unpleasant tasting, but if you can rectify it by making it once more edible and fit for consumption, but Moshe's machmir that such a liquid might still be problematic. And so that would affect, for example, one has, according to this approach, spray deodorant that has liquid alcohol in it, or perfumes in liquid form, cologne in liquid form that has some alcohol in it that could be a chametz-derived alcohol, according to Moshe, although often there are other ingredients added to render it less than palatable, but if the alcohol can be made fit for consumption, yet again, Rav Moshe would still be machmer in such a case that it is not considered mitzvah achila. That's why there are some poskim, contemporary poskim, who argue that colognes and perfumes and those cosmetics in liquid form that have a denatured alcohol that might be chametz derived and could be restored to make it fit for consumption, some poskim, contemporary poskim, are machmer on such liquid types of alcohol. But again, even those poskim would be that if it's in a solid form, and then I mean ointment, powder, creams, and the like, those would be permissible because according to everybody, those are meant to be, are considered nefsal me'achila and not in any which way considered chametz and subject to concerns of bal yirah. And then we got Shamash, which was Mokhazakas. So, please come to the Herkabos, Mr. Shamash.